堂听 class.com。
Now let's come to Unit 2. What are we going to do? 下面我们开始第二单元。我们打算干什么？我们打算做什么？ Unit 2. What are we going to do? Now first, please look at the dialogue. 首先我们看对话。Next Friday, we're going on our first field trip.Where are we going? What are we going to do? Let's discuss it. We must stay near our hometown. Of course. Why don't we go fishing at East Lake?
在这个地方我们了解到学生们要去进行什么呢叫 field trip.
Field trip 意思是郊游的意思。We know trip 是旅行的意思。So field trip 是郊游。Our first field trip, 我们第一次郊游。The next Friday, we're going on our first field trip. Where are we going?
我们去什么地方?
What are we going to do?
我们要去干什么呢?
Let's discuss it. Discuss.意思是讨论的意思。But we must stay near our hometown.
但是我们不能够到很远的地方。
We must stay near our hometown. 我们必须在我们城里附近。Of course. Why don't we go fishing at East Lake?
在前课我们已经学过
Why don't 是表示建议。Why don't we go fishing at East Lake? Go fishing 是去钓鱼的意思。
咱们到东湖去钓鱼怎么样?
So why don't we go fishing at East Lake? 相当于 Let's go fishing at East Lake.
在这段对话里面请大家特别注意。
We're going.
我们要去。
Where are we going? What are we going to do? Verb to be 加上动词 ing 形式我们以前学过是表示进行时态。
We're going, 这个地方是不是表示进行呢?
Where are we going?
这个地方是不是表示进行我们正到什么地方去呢?
What are we going to do?
我们要干什么呢?
好,这个呢,是我们本单元要重点研究的一个语言现象。Yeah, I like going fishing. I'm good at fishing.And East Lake has many different kinds of fish.
意表示赞同对方的意见。他说
Yeah, I like going fishing.
我喜欢钓鱼。
And I'm good at fishing.
我钓鱼钓得不错。
East Lake has many different kinds of fish.
东湖啊有许多各种不同种类的鱼。
But somebody don't agree.
但是有的人呢不赞成了。
I don't like fishing. So C does not agree.
他说
I don't like fishing. Let's go boating on the river.
咱们到河里面去划船
Go boating.
另外一个人建议 Or maybe
let's go to mountains. We can go hiking there. We can go hiking there.
请注意
Go fishing
是一个固定的短语意思是去钓鱼那么英语的类似用法有很多
For example Let's go swimming, okay? Go swimming, 去游泳 How about going hiking?
Going hiking, hiking 是徒步旅行。徒步旅行怎么样?
Why don't we go dancing?
咱们去跳舞怎么样?
Go dancing. Why not go skating?
去溜冰如何？ So go 后面加动词的 ing 形式表示去干什么。 For example, go swimming, go hiking, go dancing, and go skating.
Well, 那么我们说去买东西可以什么 go shopping, go shopping。
那么这种表达结构呢，大家要掌握。下面我们看 B 表示同意，他说 Yeah, the mountains, that's going to be fun, that's going to be fun。 请注意 be going 在这个地方是什么含义，这是我们要研究的重点。那一定非常有意思，非常有趣味。Then the teacher says, I agree. 我同意。Now let's discuss how we're going to get there. Now let's discuss. 现在我们来讨论 how we're going to get there. 我们怎么到那里去？ Get there 是抵达那儿，到那里的意思。这两段话里面也特别要注意。That is going to be fun. It's going to be fun. 那会很有趣的。We're going to get there. How are we going to get there? 先讨论一下我们怎么样到那里去。这个地方又出现了 be going.
Well, so be going to, be going 是我们这个单元要重点研究的。下面我们再看第六课的课文，进一步去领会 be going 所表达的含义。Now let's look.
The students of class 4 grade 2 are going hiking on their field trip. They're going to hike to the top of a mountain. There, they're going to have a picnic.
在这段里面出现了 be going to.
The students of class 4 grade 2 are going hiking on their field trip.
这句话我们从对话已经理解了，就是二年级四班的同学打算要徒步来进行他们的郊游。
They're going to hike to the top of a mountain.
他们打算要去徒步爬到那个山顶。
There, they're going to have a picnic.
There, 意思是指的 on the top of the mountain, 在那个山顶上 they're going to have a picnic. 他们打算在山顶上呢进那个野餐。好，在这个地方都出现了一些 be going 的结构。
The students of class 4 grade 2 are going hiking, and they're going to hike. They're going to have a picnic.
请大家注意，我们以前学过一般现在时态。一般现在时态呢是表示经常性、习惯性的行为。For example,
it often rains in spring.
意思是春天经常下雨。那也就是上个礼拜前天下雨，是吧？现在又下雨，啊，说不定明天、后天又要下雨，是经常性的、习惯性的。所以这个时候呢，用一般现在时态，它是表示经常性、习惯性的行为。那如果表示现在正在进行和发生的动作，我们用现在进行时态。现在进行时态的构成呢，是 verb to be 加上动词 ing 形式。For example,
It is raining now.
天正在下雨，表示现在正在发生的行为。另外呢，现在进行时还可以表示现阶段正在发生的事。For example,
it is raining this week.
这个星期一直在下雨。
It is raining this week.
而本单元里面我们学的 be going to do something. Be going to do something.在这个地方的 going 经常都没有去的意思了，它是表示将要发生的动作。For example, tomorrow 是将来的时间。
So we're going to play football.
意思是 we're going to play football tomorrow. 明天我们打算要踢足球。
So here, we're going to do something.
Be going to do something 是表示将要发生的动作和行为。
So what are you going to do? 你打算干什么? Where are you going? And What are we going to do?
我们打算要干什么 ？So be going to， 从结构看来像一个进行时态，但是 be going to do something 是表示要将要干什么，计划要干什么，打算要干什么的意思。
Now let's go on. But they have some problems getting there. Jill often goes the wrong way, and Katie wants to hike quickly. Li Mu has too many things in his bag, and he can't carry it.
现在他们打算要去徒步登山了。But they have some problems getting there. 但是要到那个地方他们还有一些问题。
Problems 是难题，有些问题。Have some problems getting there.
What problems?
是些什么问题呢？ Jill often goes the wrong way. Jill 经常迷路，走错路。And Katie wants to hike quickly.
Katie 呢，总是想爬得快一些。
Li Mu has too many things in his bag.
而李摩呢，总是在他包里面呢装许多的东西。
And he can't carry it.
他又搬不动。
In this paragraph, pay attention to this. Have some problems doing something.
意思是干什么事情有问题。
Have some problems doing something. So here, they have some problems getting there.
他们到那里还有一些问题，还有一些困难。
The second, goes the wrong way, 是迷路，走错路的意思。So goes the wrong way.
Okay?
Then, what are they going to do with the problems?
那么他打算要怎么样来解决这些问题呢？他们打算做些什么事情来解决这些问题呢？
Yes, they're going to do something with this.Problems. Now here, have problems doing something.
Have problems doing something. 意思是做什么事情有困难，做什么事情有难处。
For example, I have some problems talking in English.
我用英语来谈话还有一些困难。
So I have some problems talking in English. She has a lot of problems living in England.
她在英国生活还有许多困难。
She has a lot of problems living in England. So here, have problems doing something, and sometimes we say have trouble doing something. And we learn another structure that have fun doing something.
那这三种结构有相似之处，都是 have problems doing something, have trouble doing something, or have fun doing something. 前两者的意思呢相近，意思是都是做什么事情有困难，做什么事情有些麻烦。第三 have fun doing something， 我们知道是做什么事情感到很乐趣，有很高兴，很有意思。下面我们用几个句子来进一步理解这个结构。
For example, he has a lot of problems learning English. He has a lot of problems learning English.
他学英语有许多难处。
Then we can also say he has a lot of trouble learning English. He has a lot of trouble learning English.
他学英语有一些难处。
Here, he has a lot of fun learning English. He has a lot of fun learning English
和上面的两个意思完全不一样了，就是他学英语感到非常有乐趣。非常有意思。
Well, now let's come to this question. What are they going to do with these problems?
那么究竟学生们怎么样来解决他们的一些困难和难题呢？
Look, Ed says he's going to help him.
Ed 说他打算要帮助他。
Is Mr. going to get his class to the top?
李老师打算要把他们班的同学都带到山顶吗？
Be going to do something
是表示打算干什么，要干什么。下面我们做几道练习，进一步巩固 be going to do something 这个结构。
Please look at the card.
请大家看卡片。
She often does some shopping on Saturday.
他们星期六经常都要去买东西。然后有个 next Saturday, 就是下个星期六。也就是下个星期六要改成下个星期六他们打算就要去买东西。
Then we say, She's going to do some shopping next Saturday. She's going to do some shopping next Saturday.
意思是她下个星期六打算去买东西。
The next, What is she going to buy? What is she going to buy?
她打算买什么东西呢？
The second, I usually watch TV in the evening.
我通常在夜晚呢都要看电视。那么现在改成今天夜晚呢我不看电视。也就是今天夜晚我不打算看电视。
But I'm not going to watch TV this evening. But I'm not going to watch TV this evening.
但是今天夜晚我不打算看电视，不准备做，不打算做，在 verb to be 的后面加 not 和是动词的否定结构一样。
What are you going to do then? What are you going to do then?
那么你打算干什么呢？
Number three. They help the old man clean her house sometimes.
Sometimes 是有时候，有时候他们帮助那位老人打扫房间。那么现在改成 tomorrow， 那么也就是说明天他们打算要去帮助那位老人打扫他的家。
They're going to help her clean her house tomorrow.
They're going to help， 他们打算去帮助。
They're going to help the old woman clean her house tomorrow.When are they going to help her clean her house?
他们打算什么时候去帮忙打扫她的家呢？
OK. 那么 be going to do something 这个结构呢是比较容易掌握的。
因为我们大家知道前面的 verb to be 和是动词的用法一样。但是英语里面有时 be going to 看起来是一个进行时态。但实际上它也是表示一个将要做的事。请看带有 go 的这样的句子。比如说
She's going to go to Wuhan next Saturday.
下个星期六她打算去武汉。
那 She's going to go to Wuhan next Saturday.
前面的 be going to 是帮助构成一个将来的时态叫将要。后面是去。
那 She's going to go to Wuhan next Saturday.
那么这种句子呢从书面上来看呢就有一些重复。在口语里面呢完全可以说 She's going to go to Wuhan next Saturday. 因此这种情况下呢就把它可以说成 She's going to Wuhan next Saturday. She's going to Wuhan next Saturday. 因为 go to, 去本身啊这个意思呢就包含在这个 be going to 里面。那么这个 be going to 呢就是一种进行的时态表示将来。就是下个星期六他打算去武汉。不要理解成他正在去。
Where is she going?
Where is she going? 他的意思呢不一定就是表示他正在去什么地方而是表示他打算去哪里。So where is she going next Saturday?那英语里面类似这样的用进行时态来表示将来的呢还有 come
for example Jim's coming to
从结构看这个完全是一个进行时态 Jim is coming、啊、Jim is coming 就是 Jim 来了但这个地方的意思呢完全是表示 Jim 也要来但实际上现在没来 Jim is coming 是 Jim 打算也要来在这个地方 Jim is coming 它的实际意思呢是 Jim is going to come 那 Jim 打算也要来
Jim is going to come
So Sam is going to Beijing tomorrow Sam 明天要去北京，所以这个地方的 be going 它本身含有去， be going 又本身表示将来。这句话的意思相当于 Sam's going to go to Beijing tomorrow. Sam's going to go to Beijing tomorrow. 那么英语里面凡是表示这种动向的，比如去、来、离开、抵达这样的词，都经常用它的进行时态来表示将要做的事、即将要做的事。那 for example, 今天你来我家吗？ So I'm coming. So I'm coming to your house this evening. So I'm coming. So I'm coming 是一个进行时态，但实际上是表示我晚上要来。他明天要离开武汉。She is leaving Wuhan tomorrow. So is leaving. 从结构上看像一个进行时态，正在离开。但实际上表示的含义呢是将要发生的。实际上在现代英语里面，动词的很多进行时态都可以表示未来要做的事。但是有一个条件，就是一个句子里面有一个表示将来的时间，不会引起对方在听和看的方面产生错觉。For example, 明天我要做数学。Tomorrow, I'm doing my math exercises. Now, I am doing 是一个进行时态，但是由于一个 tomorrow, 它就表示明天我打算要做数学题。Well, so much for be going to. 关于 be going to 的用法，我们就练习到这里。